I'm the glory of God.
I'm the ark of God. Your job is just like it happened. This really happened. You're going to carry me. You're going to place me right next to the statue of Dagon. Your job is to carry me. Now, as you carry me, I just want to, before we just begin in this relationship here right now, I just want to just give you, don't drop the glory. You follow what I'm saying?
No, no hagan eso. Aquí se hace un reguero, un revolú aquí. Si esto se cae aquí, aprende a la gente aquí. Esto se va a virar, olvídate. Todos los videos lo graban y dicen cosas, olvídate. La gente que le gusta, gente chismosa que le gusta decir. Okay.
Hashtag best day ever. Right there. Place me right next. This really happened. Thank you, citizens of Ashdod. Right over there, you're going to come back here. So go back, Philistines. You could go over there, Philistines, with your big muscles and creatine and all that you have there. And this really happened. Like, no joke. This is like legit. Here's the statue of Dagon. And right next was the glory of God. Right next. Oh, little quick point here. If you do your biblical due diligence, they carried the ark of God. They did not drag the ark of God. Y'all missed that. Stop. Logical continuity here. The reason why these guys could not defeat the Israelites is because of, why not destroy it? Burn it. Remove the lid. Break the Ten Commandments. Get rid of the rod of Aaron, the manna. Get rid of it. No. I could prove to you through scripture they respected the glory. The Bible says if the glory was disrespected, those that disrespect the glory would what? Die. Did they die? They carried the ark of God with great due deference, with respect. Even the devil knows. Y'all gonna get this right now. If you want to be respected, not just by your friends, but by your enemy of your purpose, all you need to do is exhibit the glory of Almighty God, and you will be respected. What we need in America is a church that exhibits the glory of God. I'm going to be honest, we don't need more churches. We need churches of the glory of God. Because the moment we carry the glory, we will be respected. Politicians, culture, society, they will respect us when we exhibit the glory of Almighty God. Somebody say, respect the glory. They placed the glory of God in a box right next to Dagon. And two objects cannot occupy the same space. Nope. The spirit of glory and of God rests upon you, 1 Peter 4:14. Your past and your future cannot occupy the same space. Your dream and your nightmare cannot occupy the same space. Complacency and conviction cannot occupy the same space. Truth and lies cannot occupy the same space. Hatred and love cannot occupy the same space. Sin and holiness cannot occupy the same space. Forgiveness and unforgiveness cannot occupy the same space. Belief and doubt cannot occupy the same space. Faith and fear cannot occupy the same space. Something has to go. Somebody shout, something has to go. And then it happened. Just like this. Dagon, the glory of God in a box. And then the next morning, what did they discover? Dagon was where? Dagon was where? And it wasn't that he fell. He didn't fall back, didn't fall on the side. The Hebrew exegete of the passage is clear. He fell in front of. It is the same identical wording that appears in Psalm 97:7. Every false idol will bow and worship the true and living God. So why did I travel 3,000 miles? It's you'll see this. What we're going to do now, it's a little bit different. I'm tired of the constructs, of ideologies, of Dagons that we have permitted to occupy our space. In our families, in our homes, in our marriages, in our ministries, in our atmosphere, in our generation. I'm tired of every single day gone. These are not people. It's teachings. It's spirits and principalities and powers of darkness. There are Dagons with great intentionality that have sought to come after our children and our children's children. So I may get in trouble and I may not get invited back, but I'm done with this. I live in California. I'm living it out every single day. I travel to the RISE conference to engage a group of people that have the audacity, the faith, the wherewithal, the fortitude, and the anointing, and the courage to look at every Dagon and every Philistine coming after our children and tell them, get your hands off our children in the name of Almighty God. Get your hands off our children and our children's children. We will not permit it. I'm tired. I'm tired of just having church and singing kumbaya. It's time for the glory of God to be made manifest, that every lie of the enemy collapses in the presence of the authority of Jesus. If you believe, every lie of the enemy will come down. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something different. This is real quick. To every Dagon attempting to deconstruct our Judeo-Christian value system, let me declare, you're coming down. I'm going to do that one more time. To every Dagon attempting to deconstruct our Judeo-Christian value system, you're coming down. To every Dagon attempting to indoctrinate our children with false ideologies regarding race, gender, and sex, you are coming down. Let the church arise in the name of Jesus. Let the church arise with the spirit of Psalm 68:1. Arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Every Dagon, if you really believe it's no hype, we're about to see these Dagons collapse. Lift up your hands. That's why we're here. We're going to land this real quick. This will be a wham, bam, thank you, Sam. Are you ready? Lift up your hands. George, when I count to three, I want you to fall. It's symbolic. Yeah, it's an illustration, but it's prophetic. It is. Let me tell you why it's prophetic. From California to New York to Florida, all points in between, we're about to see Dagons fall. That's not wishful thinking. Every lie of the enemy. And I don't care. I don't care if I get canceled. I don't care. I don't care if I don't get invited again. There's no way we're going to permit these ideologies and constructs to occupy space. No, they have to come down. We got to get as many people saved. We got to get as many people saved. We got to get people saved. We have to get them saved as soon as possible. And even if it's uncomfortable, we have to speak truth with love. But we can't water it down. And we can't change the word of God. And we can't compromise biblical truth. We can't. If you're ready to see every Dagon come down in your family, in your children and your children's children, in your mind, in your atmosphere, lift up your hands. Here we go. At the count of three, here's what we're declaring. Every Dagon, every Dagon, every lie, every construct, every Dagon that is attempting to bind an entire generation with the idea of perpetual victimization. Every Dagon convincing people that they are permanently traumatized, that you can never be healed, that you are permanently traumatized, and all you do is you're triggered. And yeah, we all go through trauma, but to the vicarious atoning finished work of Jesus, we are healed. And we let the Holy Spirit do his job, and we find the right Christian infused help. But every Dagon. Not some of the day gone. Somebody say every day gone. If you believe it, lift up your hands.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
If you believe it, lift up your hands. Musicians, come with, they're here. Every day gone of arrogance and pride. The sort of arrogance and pride that says, I have the power to redefine what God already defined. I am God. I define myself. God says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and called you by name. I define you. Every day God is coming down with your hands raised. The righteous stand up carrying the glory. Where the glory of God, donde está la gloria, toda mentira del maligno tiene que caer derrotada. Wherever the glory of God is present, the light of the enemy must collapse. Show me a church, a ministry, a person, a family filled with the glory of God. Who is Jesus? Hence 2 Corinthians 3:17. Where the Spirit of God is present, there is freedom. Read the next verse. Freedom to go what? To go from glory to glory. To be made more in the image of Jesus. The Apostle Paul writing, not the glory that fades like the one Moses carried. This one is the one that's ever increasing. We're done. The day gone in your family is coming down. The day gone in your church is coming down. The day gone in your community is coming down. The day gone in your generation is coming down. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. In the name of Jesus, addiction comes down today. Captivity comes down today. Bigotry comes down today. Every lie of the enemy collapses today. If you believe that, raise your hands a little bit higher. Can we even declare prophetically here? The day gone in the millennial generation is coming down. Y'all, say it one more time. The day gone in the millennial generation is coming down. The day gone in Generation X is coming down. The day gone in the boomer generation is coming down. The traditionalist generation. The day gone in Generation Alpha and Generation Z is coming down. How many believe the Dagons in America have no choice but to come down? All right. At the count of three, all I want you to do is shout timber. Shout timber and come in agreement with me. When we shout timber, you come down and it's a prophetic, symbolic act. As you collapse, every lie of the enemy will collapse in the presence of the glory of Jesus. Throughout America and throughout the world, we're about to hear just systems collapse. We're about to hear ideologies collapse. These lies will collapse when the glory of God is manifest. Here we go. Are you ready? And even the lies of the enemy against you recently, if you've been through a process, if you've been through warfare recently, it's only directly proportional to the level of glory you are about to exhibit in your life. So if hell showed up against you and your family, stop whining, stop sucking your thumb, open up your mouth, because when your praise is louder than your pain, nothing can stop you, and you will see the fulfillment. The Dagon's here. The Dagon's here. The Dagon's here. They're about to come down. At the count of three, shout timber. Give God the best praise you've given him in the past 3 years. And come in agreement that every day gone in your life and in your family's life is coming down right now as we speak. And don't freak out. Don't be surprised when someone texts you tonight, one of your kids and relatives who hasn't texted you in a while, and they say, I don't know what happened tonight at your conference, at your church, but man, God showed up and some things that held me down just fell. I feel a breakthrough coming. The Dagon of illness and infirmity is coming down in the name of Jesus. The Dagon of cancer and diabetes and heart disease, that autoimmune disease, that Dagon is coming down by the authority of heaven. So here we go. One, are you ready, Dagon? Two, and your children and your children's children and your children's 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 children has to come down. Has to come down. Has to come down. Has to come down. Moses prayed Exodus 33:18, show me your glory. Right? When we make that prayer, it's a cool prayer. Show me your glory. And then God says, I like it. I'm not offended by it. It's cool. Say it again. Show me your glory. And then God says, I did. I gave you my glory. I went beyond showing. I gave you my glory. In Jesus is my glory. So now God flips it and says, you show the world the glory I placed inside of you. One. Two. No lids. No hindrances. Whatever the enemy has constructed to impede and occupy your space. It begins here, here, and even here. It's coming down. Every lie of the enemy collapses in the presence of the glory of Almighty God. One, two. Uno. Dos. There's never been a generation more targeted by Dagons than your generation. So when you, I want you to hit the floor when I say now and come down, because you represent, you're in Jesus' name. When you do this, every lie of the enemy constructed against your generation carries the glory. Matter of fact, your generation carries the glory at a greater level than my generation carried the glory. The reason why hell showed up from your mom's womb, meaning your generation targeted from abortion all the way through the streets and violence, fentanyl, drugs, sexual ambiguity, all of that, it's all the enemy just really ticked off because you carry the glory like no other generation in human history. So when I say now, Dagon over here, you're coming down. You're coming down, and every lie created against your generation will come down with you. One, two, three, go! Somebody shout like it's done! Somebody praise like it's done! Somebody worship like you believe it! Somebody rejoice like you know that you know that you know! Somebody shout timber! 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 Somebody say, Dagon on the ground. And when you two, come in. Come in. I'm going to tell you to get up in a second. Come in. Come in. Come in. Come in. This is what they found. They found Dagon. They found Dagon where? And they found the glory of God in a box doing what? Doing what? They found Dagon, but the glory? I need you, please. In spite of all the hell you've been through, I need you to look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm still standing. Tell your other neighbor, I'm still standing. Oh, I feel God. Somebody say, I'm still standing. There are things that fell all around me, but I'm still standing. There are things that fell and collapsed all around me, but I'm still. I shouldn't be standing, but by the grace of God, I'm still standing. How many are still standing by the grace of God? Oh, everything you've been through, any other person would be. And you could be standing with tears, but you're still standing. And you could be standing wounded, but you're still standing. You could be standing hurting, but you're still standing. Because a broken praise is still a praise. And a wounded worshiper is still a worshiper. And a bleeding leader is still a leader. We're done. Everybody, you are standing. There's glorious presence inside of you, 1 Corinthians 3:16. There's glorious promise inside of you, 1 Corinthians 2:9. Glorious purpose for your life, Psalm 138, verse 8. You're still standing. Because the glory of God. Romans 8:17, Romans 8:30. I've given you right standing and placed my glory for you to carry. And then we discover in 2 Corinthians 3, not only do you carry the glory, and then we discover that the glory carries you. Do me a favor here, guys. This really happened, so might as well just. What is this? Is a movie. They walked in. They found the Ark of God. I'm not saying the angels were smirking, looking at one another, but it's just, it, and this guy just, and this really happened. Come up real quick, pick him up, put him right back. And they picked him up, and they put him right back. And it wasn't demons who did it.
It wasn't principalities and powers of darkness.
It was people. Because there are people that live to resurrect the stuff that God has already crucified. There are certain people that just are so full of darkness, they want to rebuild the walls of Jericho. You know what I'm saying? All they do is do not resurrect what God has crucified. And do not attempt to crucify the stuff that God has resurrected. They picked him up. Put him aside. They left. They put him right next to him. And then this guy's going to fall one more time. But this time, this comes off. This comes off. Only this is left intact. The rest of the stuff is left right in the entry door. In other words, when that, whoever comes back to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, they're not even going to waste their time. They're going to discover that this time they will never be able. Somebody say never again. Never again. So in Jesus' name, with your hands raised, I'm here to tell you, never again. Never again. The stuff that occupied your family, your home, your mind, your life, your health, I'm speaking prophetically to someone. Some of the stuff re-emerged on occasion, and you're asking God, why did you? Now God is bringing it to closure. There's a reason behind all of that. Let those that have ears to hear, listen carefully. Somebody shout, never again. Shout it like you believe it. Say, never again. Never again, never again, never again, never again, never again, never again. In your family, in your home, in your marriage, never again, never again, never again, never again, never again. When God brings it to closure, nothing can reopen it. Nothing can reopen it. Nothing. They will never rise up again. With your right hand, repeat after me. Addiction dies in my generation. Alcoholism dies in my generation.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed, it's so filled with God's power and spirit, it will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.